Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here along with...
Tao.
And Rebecca. And that's it.
And that's it.
Yay! We're again, your favorites anyways, so I guess that's fine.
That's
all
true.
All the Slytherins are together.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
She has Slytherin tendencies.
Only because I spend too much time with you.
Oh, she has a point.
It's not like it rubs off. It's not like a...
Yeah, it does.
Like a dryer sheet.
Yeah.
Really, does it?
Yeah.
You just shake your head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This week we'll bring you the news, what's going on in the Geekverse. In addition to this week, we will be doing a rundown. That was so dirty. I will give you a rundown. We.
I can't even talk anymore.
I we.
Oh, this show is all you anyways.
No, it is not. Far, far from
talking
that.
Talking about the Stanley Cup's going to be all you.
I already know.
Jumping us ahead.
I already know that that's just going to be a quick blur because nobody gives a shit but me, but I have to say it. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about Denver Comic Con, which is this week. Holy crap. This is like everything has been building up to it. It's Tao is already burping up balls.
I'm just so excited. I just burp.
spontaneously burp instead of hiccup. So we'll be talking about Denver Comic Con and what's coming up, who we want to see. A punch list, if you will, for DCC. But first, Penguins win the Stanley Cup! For all the haters and the doubters, I told you so. Crosby walks away with the Conn Smythe trophy. I know none of you care. But you know what? There is one thing that bothers me about this. For all the championships, everyone plays a series of game except for football, which is just the one game. It almost seems unfair. Just saying. And why are comedies only a half an hour and dramas are an hour? That's always bothered me too.
Because you need time to like
build up
to.
I want to laugh for an hour. Situation. That's not.
Then watch fair. Some stand up.
I watch stand-up all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I was watching, what did I watch last night? Fluffy. Fluffy Goes to Hawaii.
I love that one.
Freaking hilarious.
I got to meet him. Great guy. Gabriel Iglesias.
I've never met Gabriel. I'd love to. I just want to talk to him about his Matthew.
I met someone you haven't met. I never get to say that.
You never get to say that.
I've got to rub it in as much as you can.
Well, it's like the couple of items that I have, like collector's items that are impossible to get because I either got them from my fabulous friends at 2K, talking about you, Kelsey and Mar, or it's like, I don't know, an exclusive signed variant that they only made 50 of, and he's not happy that I have things that he cannot have. Which is awesome. Makes me very happy.
Is that true? I'm happy that you have things that I can't get.
But you're also insanely jealous. One of the first things you said was, I want.
I always say that.
I must have it.
I want.
You are the collector.
I am the collector.
He is the collector.
You have no idea. It's actually really crazy.
I read an interesting fan theory, speaking about Marvel Universe and stuff like that. So, someone has said, and I don't remember who. I know Cracked.com repeated it, but I don't remember who the initial person that came up with this was. But they basically said, you know, Stan Lee has all these cameos and all of the Marvel movies, so they said, what if he's actually one character, the Watcher, through all of this?
Seriously, that's what they came up with?
Uh-huh.
You seem so disappointed.
I don't know if disappointed is the word I would use. It just seems... Okay.
What else? Who would you think that? If Stan Lee's cameos were all the same character, who would it be?
No, it would have to be the Watcher, because he never interferes.
There you go.
Dorky. Really? This was a topic of conversation?
Yeah, everything's a topic of conversation at some point or another.
If you say so. I have no point of reference for that. I guess you could call him like the gamesman.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That's who I would put him as. Maybe. Kana? maybe not. Okay. Also, in moving on, sets there's your sports fix. We don't give a shit about basketball. Golden State Warriors and Cavs. Eh. We'll see what happens.
It's basketball.
It's basketball. I really, really don't care. I don't. I'm a short white guy. What do I care about basketball?
We're all short at this.
We are. Yeah. None of us are dunking. Okay, moving on. This is important. This is probably
very important.
The biggest news that we will lay on you today.
We are going to this.
We are. Batman the Killing Joke.
Yeah.
We already know is coming out, and we've covered this extensively, but it's about damn time DC did this, and I'm surprised it took this long to do it. They're going to release it in the theaters in addition to video. Why they haven't done this before is beyond me. This is brilliant.
Yeah, and good move, Fathom Events. Like, that's a great, you know, great pickup on their end.
It is. The Killing Joke will be online for sale June 17th by visiting fathomevents.com. You'll be able to find the theater closest to you and buy your tickets. Of course, we're going to be knee-deep at the con on the 17th.
I don't care. We're popping off to the side, leaning up against the wall, and you're buying us tickets.
That's what I said. I'm going. I don't care. Why do you look so, like, dumbfounded over there?
I want to go.
Well, then fine. I'll buy you a ticket, too.
Yay. I'm just like, why am I not being a part of this? Because you can't sit with us.
If you want to go, you can.
No, well, do you see how far I am?
You're not sitting with us. No, I'm just kidding. Of course we want you there.
Yes. Because I'm like, I'm trying to plan out that day, too. I'm like, what am I doing?
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, no, the tickets on the 17th. But it's released in theaters on August 2nd.
So bad.
Well, it's a done thing. We can. It's R-rated. I wonder if that's what made him wait so long to do it.
If we go to this movie, you guys will get to see people try to ID me.
Seriously, you think that they would ID you for an R-rated flick?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen her?
Yeah, they.
She looks 16.
Valid point.
How long have I been 16?
1,000 years. You are Asian, you never age.
Until menopause.
Until you hit 150, and then you shrink about 5 inches.
No, after menopause, too, we get, like, the curly hair and tracksuits. I mean, look at my grandma.
Shut up!
No, she looks like that. It's exactly like that Asian aging process. I pointed to the woman with the curly hair. I'm like, look, Mom, it's grandma. She's like, oh! Don't say that about her. I'm like, it's going to happen to you, Mom. It's going to happen. You're going to have the perm and everything.
This.
You see, and that's the thing is, Asians all of a sudden like are fine until like a certain age and just.
Yeah, that's my grandma. Mm-hmm. That's what my grandma exactly looks like.
I love age 120. You just barely see eyes looking over the.
And
comic
it's really
strip.
Funny because I've actually met grandmas that were that small.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They're really cute.
When I was going into Target today to get you batteries, there was this really cute. Little Asian girl walking in ahead of me, but she literally, her head came up to my shoulder. She was tiny. I was like, you're so adorable.
It's so not funny.
She was so cute. I wanted to fold her up and put her in my pocket.
Fold her up?
Well, probably wouldn't have to fold her up.
My wonder, okay, so on this, how long are they going to let it stay in the theaters? Is it just the one night?
It's just the one night at 7:30 and 10 p.m. That's it. It's a Fathom event thing, so it's not a regular runtime. You know, Fathom events always do the special, like, one-offs. So, I mean, that's what it is. It's just those two showtimes on that date, and that's it. Never in theaters again. Are you having trouble there? Did you forget to plug everything in?
No, everything's plugged in.
Now that you've plugged it all in. But beforehand, it was not.
Yeah, my laptop's acting weird. I'm plugged in, but it doesn't show power. Thank God it's got a battery.
I'm hacking into your computer.
I'm hacking. No.
Calling a watchdogs.
So, moving on. We'll be there. We'll let you know what happens and can't wait. Next up. So, it's been an interesting back and forth as far as... Tao has Fiona's hat from
Adventure Time
on tonight.
And it's perfect.
It fits so well.
I'm a goober.
You are, but it's funny. San Diego Comic-Con, it has a weird thing going on between Scott Dickerson and James Gunn.
I thought it was Derrickson.
Is it Derrickson?
It is Derrickson.
It is Dickerson.
Freudian slip, everybody. We're going to have a lot of those tonight.
Oh, my God. Smurf is out of control tonight.
Well, how much caffeine have you had without anything to eat? And now you're just drinking basically pure sugar.
Yes. But it's honey. It's good for you.
It's pure sugar. Oh, my God.
So, they're going to, I think, release some Doctor Strange footage at San Diego Comic-Con. So then, in retaliation to that, Gunn ends up posting a picture of, well, there might be, we might have a chance to talk to you, and he has a picture with a raccoon on his shoulder.
Oh, it's so cute!
So I have a feeling at San Diego, not only are we going to see stuff for Doctor Strange, but Guardians 2.
I want to go now.
Well, to get into any panel that they're offering, you'd have to be in line. Like, the Star Wars panel, when we went last year, people were in line for 36 hours beforehand.
36 hours?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Imagine, and the room that they're in only holds so many people. Imagine waiting in line for 36 hours and then not making it into that room. You do not want to go to...
Cranky
it's going to leak online.
Pants.
You don't want to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Take that. There's like a moth like right behind you. It's just... kind of a
God, it's going to
it's
eat your brain.
Mothra, run.
Oh. Oh, we do have a little Asian here to sing for us.
Wait, what?
Don't you know, in Mothra, they have the little two Asian girls in the birdcage that sing Mothra to sleep?
I'm not going to sing to Mothra. Maybe
it.
Godzilla, but not Mothra.
Nah, Godzilla doesn't get, he can't even hear you.
Yeah, too far in the ocean.
I don't, okay, so here's my issue. Here's my dilemma. I don't know if I want to see trailers for Doctor Strange and Guardians yet.
I don't think I want to either. Just because then, like, then everything is like, it's like Christmas when you.
It's
watch
exactly
the, movie.
The. It's like the present is right there, mm-hmm. and you just want to open it.
But and then you kind of like you scratch like literally. I feel like when you watch a trailer,
oh,
sometimes
oops, I ripped
you,
it open.
No, not even. It's like you kind of like scratch off the name, like you know where like the. Or you open the part of the package or the wrapping the wrap the
wrapping paper
the wrapping paper. Paper. Okay. I get English, I swear. The wrapping paper, and you just see the name. You're like, oh, I know what it is.
Mm-mm-mm. What my sister did one year is my mom likes to use those gift boxes that are just patterned on top so that all she has to do is tape them shut and stick a bow on it. Mm-hmm. So my sister snuck downstairs and very carefully peeled all the tape off and then retaped it in the exact same spot. So that she could see what all the presents were before Christmas.
Wow.
That's my sister.
That's
buddy.
Almost that's cheating
that
too
is
much.
Cheating.
That's just not fair.
Well, we don't like surprises.
So that's a family thing. It's not just you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't actually do that.
Because you're hoping that if someone goes to the extent of buying you a Christmas gift, it's going to be something you want.
No, I didn't want to get in trouble.
It's not like you know the other reasons. Just I don't really want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I
don't
if
wanna,
I do I it, do I that. Get a whipping. I do it.
Yeah, sounds like my family. You do get a whipping.
So I don't want to see. I don't want to. I'm so excited for Guardians, though.
I was so tempted to
well,
do
yeah,
the whole
now that you're
gonna
be Star-Lord.
What was it? Donating. Donation thing to have a lunch with Chris Pratt.
Oh,
like
you'd be his personal assistant, not just lunch. You get to hang out with Chris Pratt for an entire day.
Awesome.
I would want to do that, but I'm pretty sure there are richer people that could afford that more than I can.
Oh, yeah. The Google dude, I think, is probably jockeying for it. He's kind of a dork. Anyway, moving on. Warcraft.
I still need to see that movie. It looks really interesting.
Okay, so here's... there's good and bad with Warcraft for me.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't we kind of seen this with Lord of the Rings?
No, I don't think so.
What's different?
I think the whole feel of it is a little different. I mean, Lord of the Rings was this epic, serious fantasy, whereas Warcraft is a video game. I mean, it's
still orcs.
So what? How many movies and stuff have we had that involve magic, that involve vampires, that involve...
Elves,
just
dwarves.
Just because it's been done once doesn't mean you can never do it again. I think the feel of it is entirely different from
And
Lord
it's based
Rings.
Off of the first Warcraft game, not World of Warcraft,
right.
Which people don't understand. And like
what's the difference?
Story.
Okay.
Yeah. But from what I gathered from some of my other friends who like watched the movie and really enjoyed it, they also played the video game as well. And he said that critics don't like it, but he feels like they don't really understand because they're not gamers.
Well, and I think that's probably the problem. And Jackie Chan has actually made a statement about this. So here's the rundown. Right now, as of when I pulled the story, Warcraft has made $286.1 million. $261.7 million of that is overseas in
the Chinese audience
in China. So American audiences evidently are failing to get the connection. And I honestly think it's Lord of the Rings is kind of getting in the way, or people that didn't understand WoW to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie Chan is all like, he kind of told people, and now he's like, makes you wish you learned how to speak Japanese, doesn't it? Because the Japanese market seems so untapped and eager for just anything.
Mm-hmm. Don't you mean Chinese market?
Chinese, sorry.
I was like, that is a totally different ethnic group.
Get it right.
Sorry. My racist. Bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, that's the only reason that I think Batman versus Superman surpassed Deadpool was that China would not allow Deadpool to be shown. So there was like over 100,000 or 100 million.
It just, yeah, was
that
gone.
Just was
vacant.
Gone. So, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a huge market, and I think, you know, even though it's not doing well domestically, I think this is going to kick off and we're going to see more like video game based movies because so many people are kind of hungry for that.
I don't know. What do you think? Did you ever see Silent Hill? Let me ask you that.
Yeah. No.
What did you think?
Not as good as the game. It's like
I'm kind of with you on that one. Resident Evil, I don't know.
Resident Evil was kind of more towards like a different storyline than following the characters of the actual game. Like, yeah, they added like Leon and Ada Wong and stuff like that, but it was really weird when they did. Yeah, it was weird when they did add Leon because he didn't have that Leon feel to him.
He didn't.
Because like he's like, yeah, he's kind of stoic, but he's also really sassy. And I love that about him.
And I think the only reason that that's doing as well is because everyone loves Mila Jovovich, and they all are, you know,
yeah,
her nerds are like a
it's a
fierce bunch.
It's a totally different storyline from, I mean, yeah, it still revolves around like the T-virus and all that stuff, but it's still like a different storyline from the actual game.
So do you think we'll see a Borderlands movie then?
They're already working on it.
That'd be awesome.
They're casting right now for a writer.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was announced like forever ago. We had talked about it.
We did, but
podcast.
I didn't hear anything more about it.
But
and I was like, I didn't know if it got choked out or
no. They're currently casting for it.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Are you burping balls?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, I haven't seen Warcraft yet, and I really want to. For the most part, I might end up asking a lot of my WoW nerds like a lot of questions because it's like, I feel like when you do play the games, you understand more of the referencing more so than if you didn't play the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and a lot of them said that they really liked it and stuff like that. It's just like they were kind of peeved
that the effects looks great. Yeah.
They were just like ticked that the critics didn't like it because they don't
can't
understand.
Go off the critics.
Yeah, so they're like, critics, yeah, it has like 29% on Rotten Tomatoes, and they're like, all because of the critics. Like, they didn't, like, you know, none of the game, like, they didn't take anyone who actually played video games or played the actual game to actually, you know.
I would figure Rotten Tomatoes would have sent, like, a rep that had played the game. Would that get it?
It's also funny because it's also, some people actually do think that it's based off of World of Warcraft, but it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
It's Warcraft.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I'm definitely interested to see it because I thought, honestly, that it wasn't going to be that good just based off the trailer. I thought it was going to be a little hokey, but then, like, I haven't heard a single, from anyone that's, like, actually seen it, I haven't heard a single bad thing.
When I saw it first, before I knew what it was, I honestly thought it was another Chronicles of Narnia. With the castle and the flying horse.
There's
freaking
orcs.
There's still orcs in Chronicles of Narnia.
But they're different.
I know. That's what I was like, oh, wow. They upped their game on Chronicles of Narnia. Chronicles got a budget finally. Whoa, look at that.
So, yeah, I'm like really tempted. But also because I keep hearing some funny Warcraft stories as well, like World of Warcraft stories from some of my friends. Like, who is it? One of my friends made friends with, so she was part of the Horde and the guy was part of the Alliance, and he was such a high level that she couldn't she couldn't see what level he was. Anytime someone's too high of a level, it's always question marks. So they're way out of your league. And so this guy kind of just, like, stood next to her. And there were some people that tried to attack her and stuff like that because they were high level, but they weren't, she could still see. And the guy who was part of the alliance killed all of them. Anyone who tried to kill her, he would kill them. And then he would just, like, sit there. And, like, while she was waiting for, her friend, and her friend approached, and he was about to kill him. But then she was like, no. And, like, because the Horde and alliance, they can't speak to each other. They speak in different languages. She just pointed to her friend and just did thumbs up. And the guy was like, oh, thumbs up.
That's so cute.
It's so, like, adorable.
It's a modern day Romeo and Juliet. No, I'm just kidding.
Just can't understand either one of them.
That's funny.
So, moving on to horrible things. Clowns.
Horrible? Oh, yeah. Clowns. That part is horrible.
It was
Stephen King's It, a movie. Frightening.
Literally, the reason why I don't like clowns is because I saw that movie as a child.
Really?
I saw a snippet.
Yeah, the book was horrible. Yeah. Oh, no, razor blades for teeth.
I was only five, and I watched a snippet of the movie. Yeah, and then ever since then, I hate clowns. And I can't deal with it. It's
because last time it wasn't truly a movie, right? It was kind of like a miniseries.
It was a made-for-TV movie. You had, like, what's his John Boy from The Waltons was the main character, and a bunch of other Tim Day? I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where, like, that book is so big. You know, I think they went the right direction earlier when they did the miniseries, because there's so much stuff to cram in there. So,
well, they're talking about doing the movie in two parts.
Okay.
So the first part is going to focus primarily on the kids growing up, and there's going to be two villains out of this, because they're going to have the childhood bully as one of the antagonists during the first film. In addition to Pennywise kind of running around in the background. Then the second film is going to actually concentrate more on the adults as far as taking care of Pennywise.
So you get two different perspectives.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds really
so
nice.
That actually sounds, how they're approaching it, decent. So there's still hope for this film, in my opinion, but I don't really need to see another horror movie with a clown in it.
I'll see it, but I'm going to cry the whole time.
Do you want me to bring, like, stuffed animals and stuff like that? Just hide our faces in that?
Yeah, basically that.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you covered.
Hide! we'll let you know what's going on with Stephen King's It, the theatrical release. Is more news breaks, because I have a feeling we've not heard the end of the story, because it just seems like it's got a bad luck kind of vibe to it, and people are kind of, I think it's Pennywise. I think that's just, clowns should not be allowed on the planet.
I hate clowns so much because of it. I was only 5 years old. I wasn't ready.
I can't take it. Moving on to...
It's not good on my heart, man.
No. Moving on to gaming news. E3 is going on right now as we speak.
Oh, my God. And it's already been so good.
It's Fast and Furious.
I still need to watch the Andromeda.
What?
Trailer.
Oh. Andromeda. There's so many trailers to watch right now. I don't even know where to even start.
I don't...
What's the biggest one right now?
For me, it's Crash Bandicoot 2.
Crash Bandicoot 2?
No, Crash Bandicoot 2 is being remastered.
Okay. Well, currently, everyone is freaking out over The Last Guardian, because we finally have a release date for that. October 25th of this year.
Wait, what systems?
I'm sure all platforms.
It's definitely PlayStation, because it's the Sony conference right
PC
now.
PC 2?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm so excited, you have no idea.
Oh yeah, that one's...
It looks so cute.
Everyone yesterday was freaking out about... no, it looks like just PlayStation 4.
Oh. That's kind of disappointing.
You guys can come over to my place and play it.
Okay.
So, everyone yesterday was freaking out. Yesterday was the Bethesda conference, and Bethesda's got a lot of, like, great new titles coming out, like Prey is a brand new game. Haven't watched the trailer for that yet, but a lot of people were talking about it, and they announced a new Quake, which is going to be interesting.
I heard that they're also doing another South Park game as well.
Oh, yeah, I already got money on the pre-order.
Oh. When does that release?
What did I say? Later in the year? They premiered it at last year's E3.
Right.
So it's about time that they actually got the game out. It's following...
Hey, you say that, then I keep thinking Square Enix, where it takes... Kingdom freaking Hearts forever!
3, Jesus Christ! Didn't they just announce like 2.9 or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because every time I'm just like, I'm just waiting for it to come out. Until it comes out, I do not believe your dates.
Yep. But what I thought was really interesting is that Bethesda is doing a Skyrim remaster for the current gen.
I don't think
systems.
They should do Skyrim.
So yeah, I wouldn't say got into a debate, but I had a lengthy conversation about that.
I think I saw it on Facebook.
With several people. You know, I am hardcore lobbying for a Morrowind remaster, because I want to see Morrowind with updated graphics, a better combat system. Oh my god, that was such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But, obviously, Skyrim, even though it doesn't necessarily need it, because the game's only a few years old, and on PC you can still update it pretty hardcore.
Oh yeah, much more than some of the other ones.
It makes sense, because it's still technically running off the same engine, so they're not having to rebuild it from the ground up, and Bethesda has so much other stuff going on right now. I'm sure they couldn't have the manpower for a complete Morrowind or even Oblivion reboot, but that is definitely what I'd rather see than a Skyrim remaster.
Yeah, agreed. The other two that they've announced, and we've seen kind of preliminary stills on, and we actually had a trailer, Injustice 2.
Which would be awesome.
I saw the gift sets for that.
That is, holy crap. Jason Todd. You've got Grodd. Aquaman does look like a badass again.
He does.
Which, damn it, I'm never going to get away from doing that freaking cosplay. In addition to Supergirl.
That's who I want to start work on, is Supergirl.
I didn't see... Okay, so they have the Hal Jordan
Raven?
Green Lantern.
Oh my god, she looks so hot.
Does she look better?
She looks pretty intense.
They've added a couple characters. I mean, as far as fighting games go, that was probably one of my most favorite fighting games that DC had released. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Supergirl looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the Grodd intro that they had, where he comes crashing through the wall, just starts busting shit up. It's awesome.
Yeah, very excited for Injustice 2.
So that one I'm okay with. That one I'm excited. The other one that I'm not too excited about is Telltale Games is releasing. Is releasing another Batman video game.
Oh.
Batman and Catwoman. Now, I think it's too soon. I'm still hooked on Arkham. I still think Rocksteady killed it. They should bring Rocksteady back to do another one.
It's a totally different style of gameplay.
This is true. And they actually are pulling more cartoony than they did.
The Arkham games are, you know, there's definitely a story there, but it's mostly about the combat. You're actively... The Telltale games you have to look at as like an interactive comic book. You're just making decisions and doing small motions and stuff like that, and your choices affect the outcome of the game, which is going to be really cool in the Batman universe, I think.
I am curious to see the cartoon aspect of it, because they are kind of borderlanding it up.
Yeah, plus, oh my god, doing like a cel-shaded cosplay of I've been wanting to do that anyways, so this one.
Which
be awesome.
We could, and of course, one of your, I don't know, Laura Bailey?
Bailey?
Is doing the voice of Catwoman, who is
Baylor.
From
Tales
from the Borderlands. B-A-I-L-E-R? Baylor?
No, it's Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
Why is the R there? Is it silent?
I don't know. It's, I have her.
I believe
I
you.
IMDb up. Yeah, so she's a fantastic voice actress. So she's Selena? Is that what it said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So she
Selena
did,
and Catwoman.
She did Fiona from Tales from the Borderlands. She's also Maka from Soul Eater.
She's also Sarah from Final Fantasy. She's also Helena from Resident Evil 6.
And I think she was in BioShock Infinite.
She's also Catherine from Catherine. Catherine with a C, not Catherine with a K. But yeah, Catherine. She's a very accomplished voice actress. She's everywhere, honestly.
The only thing that bothers me about this Batman, it's too soon. I want to see another DC character. I would have been happy with, like, an Aquaman video game. With Mara, with like the whole Atlantis, or storming, you know, New York, and he's there to defend it. There could have been so much more. Or Green Lantern with the core and having, you know, alien characters. Let's get off the planet.
Considering how the
And I think we'll get there eventually, but I think they need to get people hooked with a familiar character first.
You think that's what they're doing?
I think that's what they're doing.
I hope so.
Telltale has mostly just had these kind of one-offs, like The Wolf Among Us or Tales from the Borderlands. I think they want basically a franchise. And a Batman game would be a great way to start that.
It gives them the platform to build off of. It wonders, though, how long they'll be able to hold on to the contract. Because if this misses, then DC's going to be like, all right, had your shot, see ya. I mean, I think with Wolf Among Us, because that is Fables, which is another DC title out of Vertigo, I think there is a chance that there's a hope. And I liked Wolf Among Us. It's actually a really good, solid game.
Mm-hmm. And Tales from the Borderlands was incredible. Like, just really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done really well. It didn't do great until all five episodes were out, and then they started running deals on if you purchased all five, but it's still, I mean, it...
Anything else coming out of the Sony conference? Because I know that's actually happening.
It's going on right now. I've got friends that are live tweeting it. I mean, The Last Guardian's kind of the big one. Hang on, I can catch up.
I was just like, I was looking at some of the ones on Microsoft, surprisingly.
They did not do anything for Final Fantasy VII or Kingdom Hearts.
Thank God.
Of course.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, okay, they've
got nothing. That's what it is.
Yeah, they keep telling us this is coming, but.
Mm-hmm. But it's like the people who are working on Kingdom Hearts are working on 15 right now, so that's why they don't have many people working.
They don't have anybody.
Yeah, it's just like because like everyone's working on that project that they don't have like a lot of time to work on the other. So
when's Xbox doing theirs? Because I know EA Sports is out, so is Capcom. They're not there.
I pulled up the list for it and said the big games are Gears of War, Battlefield, Forza, ReCore.
Plus,
I guess
they're announcing their
is going to be
Xbox
on
Slim.
Xbox Slim, which are going back to that stupid white color.
Yeah, there's like the white. Actually,
I don't like the white.
Why?
I think that is, it's obnoxious. It doesn't, okay, this is really going to be picky. It doesn't blend aesthetically with anything else in my rack for my components. Because I have...
So let me make you an awesome bundle wrap for it. What do you like? You like Gears? I can do Gears.
We do Gears. I know, it sounds so... And I don't... It gets dirty too quick. It collects dust. It just looks bad.
Really? Because my white PlayStation still looks pristine. It must be a PlayStation thing.
It must be a PlayStation. It emits a force field that repels dust.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Because mine was always dusty. Then I got the silver one from Halo. From Reach, and that was freaking awesome. Love that one. I know Galo Wars, I heard. Halo Wars 2.
I was just like, did you mean to
I did mean to say that. My friends in the Halo community refer to it as the Galo Wars. I don't know why they're doing a Halo Wars 2. I think that's rather redundant, but okay, whatever. But no, Gears by far, already got my pre-order in on that. And the neat thing, okay, so the pre-order, if you do the collector's edition, you get the game like 4 days before everybody else.
Really?
Yes. So awesome.
So you can, you know, sit there and not play with all of your friends that didn't...
Hey, I can get the campaign knocked out and be ready to go online for Horde or whatever they're going to do with this game. I can get the quests out of the way.
So Crash Bandicoot was also Sony E3, and... Lego The Force Awakens. They are doing a Lego The Force Awakens.
I have some.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one. And they also have new Lego minifigs coming for Dimensions. Mm-hmm. They have Sonic. Yes, I said that directly
Sonic,
for you.
Sonic. Can I?
Say that again.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Why?
They're whoring him out.
Of course they are. Needs any money they can get.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, but it's just like I don't like how they changed Knuckles, because Knuckles looks weird. The Echidna's supposed to be tiny, and now he's like some bulky guy.
Yes. So we wait to see what else comes out of E3.
I was like, I have some.
What do you got?
I'm excited for We Happy Few.
What is that?
It's a game where everyone is happy. But the thing is you're
the
not.
Sims on crack?
But it's like they take drugs as well. And it's like you have to pretend that everything's
literally
yeah,
on crack.
So like literally you have to pretend that everything's okay while trying to escape this town and stuff like that. And occasionally you have to take the drugs as well. But like people will detect whether or not you're happy or not.
This sounds like that horrible suicide teddy bear game that we heard about
Naughty
earlier.
Bear?
No.
Oh.
It's some Oculus Rift virtual reality thing.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you have to prevent suicide teddy bears from offing themselves.
I
didn't know being a teddy bear was so... Awesome. Yeah. It's like being Paris Hilton's pet.
Yeah. Even though I don't really like Xbox, I kind of want to see gameplay on Inside because it's by the studio that did Limbo. And Limbo was such a dark game. Like,
it was
literally
fun.
Dark. It was completely...
You couldn't see anything.
Yeah, I couldn't see the bear traps, and it kept getting snapped.
But it was great. All you saw were your little white eyes as you were walking around. It was actually a very good game.
Like
very well thought out.
Him trying to save his sister and all that stuff. There is quite a few, but I can't remember. Oh, Call of Cthulhu looked really cool as well.
I'm waiting judgment on that one.
I did see a trailer for that, and it looked really, really cool.
I hope so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm going to wait for that one, though.
Have low expectations, and then, you know.
And then be really, really happy with it. That's pretty much how I handle all of my life. It's just...
Low expectations.
Well, because then if you expect too much, then you're just going to, like, you're setting yourself up for disappointment all the time.
all the time.
I was kidding, but okay, pessimist.
Oh, I was thinking, well, considering I was like, I don't really expect much out of, like, a lot of things. Because I'm always, like, I did before, then I was disappointed horribly. So
the only thing that I'm currently very pessimistic about is Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't think we'll ever see it. I think Sony was tired of not being in the limelight, so they're like, we'll announce this thing.
Yeah.
Literally,
what will give us the most traction? Yeah. I know, Kingdom Hearts 3. And
true.
Super Mario Kart X. I don't know.
I think part of what it is, too, is they don't have... ideas for a storyline past 3, so they're just like milking it.
Just tracking.
Oh, by doing
by doing 2.5 and 2.9 and you know
expansion sets,
all these little like backstory.
Yeah,
because
I mean, I am a little bit curious what they're gonna do with Aqua because it's not Birth by Sleep, so it's like okay, well, out of everyone and stuff like that, I'm not too entirely sure.
Yeah,
what happened to her more so? So
guess we'll see.
Yeah.
So, we will let you know what happens with E3 and anything big next week, because this week, moving on, is Denver Comic Con. What we have been questing for, it seems like almost all year.
Since last Denver Comic Con.
Since last. It's such an undertaking.
I'm so burnt out on it.
And I don't know, I'm not burnt out. I'm just ready to just, let's do it. Let's get this done. I'm ready. Let's hit this. There were a couple of major announcements. One, the guy that plays the Penguin bowed out. He has production issues. No,
I'm sorry. I keep thinking Danny DeVito. Then I thought back to Mean Girls where he's like, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
He won't be making it because of production on Gotham, which is kind of a disappointment. But he did give a very heartfelt apology for not being able to make it. And he's like, you know, it's because of the fans that I have this gig. I want to come to Denver. And it was actually a very... I haven't seen a star do this, so it was rather genuine and kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I like the actor. By far, Penguin is one of the more entertaining characters in Gotham. I loved that Paul Reubens played his dad, which was brilliant casting. I'm kind of sad that he's not going to make it.
I'm sad that Carrie Fisher can't make it either. Yeah.
I am sad that Carrie Fisher can't make it.
I saw that one coming, though. I figured she'd be.
Yeah, considering how like Rogue was supposed to be announced like late this year, I was like, I'm assuming.
I had that one feeling is coming as well. But the announcement that they made today, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, for Sunday, June 19th. Oh,
I really want to see you. Lena Headey? How do you say your last name?
Headley? Headey?
Cersei.
For Game of Thrones, yes. Headey. Headley. Because she's from 300.
Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of want to see her. I was really bummed that I couldn't see Gwendolyn Christie last year because I was working at a booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be working at our booth, but you'll have time to slip away.
Go and do whatever you want.
Go yes. and do what you want.
I'm going to touch butts.
Where's Tao? In jail.
Mine's right here.
She touched too many butts. See, butts get touched.
But backtracking just a little bit, speaking of Gotham, did you see the recast that they just announced?
No.
They're recasting Ivy for season 3.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm with that. I
they want her to be like darker or something like that.
Yeah, she's depressing and like a space case.
Yeah,
space case.
She is. She's just flighty as all hell. Not like the Pamela Isley that she needs to be.
So they haven't announced who they're looking at yet, but that'll be pretty interesting.
Yes, but Gotham actually ended decently. We won't get into Gotham.
Nobody else watches it but me,
just because of Batman, in the hopes of seeing him one day. Just like seeing Superman in a cape in Smallville. Anyway, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan, if you don't know, if you've lived under a rock, played the comedian in Watchmen. Mm-hmm. But even better, Negan. Oh, speaking of Negan, oh, I don't know if I really want to go on to touch on this, because Stan Lee will be at Denver Comic Con. Someone had Stan Lee sign a blank cover for The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody did a sketch on there with Negan bashing in, hitting Stan Lee with a baseball bat.
Oh, my God.
So now Stan Lee has now said, I will never sign a blank cover again. And, it has caused some major uprising on
the Twitterverse.
Wow, I'm so tired
of these idiots that, ruin things for the rest of us.
And that is exactly what one of the people said. They're like, what would possess you? Okay, yeah, we get it. That's what Negan does. But it's Stan Lee. First, he has nothing to do with The Walking Dead. And to just do that, it's kind of disrespectful to one of the founding fathers of comicdom.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in a dilemma. I don't know if... Okay, I have a few things that I've already had signed by Stan Lee. But I don't know if I want... What else I should get signed by Stan Lee? If I should get it. What?
Your boobs.
Stan Lee, sign them right here, and then I'll get them tattooed.
I'm sorry, because I remember I was talking to one of my friends. He's a pro player. And he's just like... I think if anyone asks me to sign their boobs, I could live happily for the rest of my life.
I'm sure Stan has probably already had that from people with more impressive chests than me.
Oh, so one thing we did not talk about.
What's that?
Xbox Play Anywhere. I'm just now reading about it.
Ooh.
You can, if you have an Xbox One, and you can buy a game once for Xbox One, and then you get the PC version for free.
Ooh, that is a brilliant idea.
Cool. That is a good idea.
It's about time, Microsoft.
That is about time. Now, what I want to know is, will you have cross-save capability? Like, if I were to, get an Xbox One from someone, start playing a game, and then, go on a trip and log into that game on my PC, would I have all my saves for my Xbox One?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you would, because you run into that problem now. If you bounce between two Xboxes, you still have the achievement,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have it saved on the hard drive.
Yeah, because I had a. That's what happened with my PS3. So one of them glitched out. So I did have all of my trophies and stuff like that. Just.
Well, it's so with Steam, if I log on, it's all saved on the cloud.
Oh, yeah, but you're
on
the cloud.
So if I, even if I were to install a new game on this computer, having played on my gaming PC at home, it would have all my saves.
Then you probably would be able to. You would still have your achievement and your saves if you're saving to the cloud instead of to the hard drive. Yeah. Look at you.
Which would be awesome.
It's a great idea. I just don't trust the cloud.
That's because you're old.
Whatever. It has nothing to... No. Whatever.
Do you need some of those memory cards?
No. Shut up.
We'll get the old
I have
PlayStation
some of those.
1
memory
too.
Sticks that were 256 megs.
Yes,
or
and that's where my Final Fantasy VII save is, where the final chapter against Sephiroth.
It's really right funny because I have... two of them because I ran out of space.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't want to delete this because I need it.
So, besides Stan Lee, Negan, and Cersei, who else are you guys looking forward to for DCC?
Kara Thrace.
Oh, yes. Katie Sackhoff.
I do want to see...
got a photo op with her.
So about Haley Atwell.
Haley, is it... Yeah, she is coming.
Yeah, she's coming. She is.
Oh, okay. And who are you getting pictures with? Katie. Mm-hmm. Are you getting pictures with anyone, Tal?
With what money?
Tal's like, I'm just going to stand behind him. That yeah. erroneous person in like, the back.
I saw them. We're good.
Saw them from a distance.
Yeah,
that's
I was, however, last, I think it was like the year before, I was going to get the voice actor for Caden from Mass Effect. I was going to get his autograph, but I didn't want to spend the money. And also, it was only for a friend. I was like,
What I wanted, which what he wouldn't do for me, and he said if he had time, he would. I wanted Kevin Conroy to do the Batman voice on my voicemail. You've reached Smurf.
God.
Like that would be awesome.
Like, your head needs to be any bigger than it currently is.
I know, because the Star-Lord helmet's not going to fit over it. That's for damn sure. So besides my Stan Lee dilemma, I don't know who else, because I've got Jenna Louise Coleman mm-hmm. from Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. The Barrowman experience is $100.
Mm-hmm. Which is the same price as a Stan Lee.
I know, and it's also Saturday night when we have the cosplay. Isn't there a party going on Saturday night?
I think that's the official after party at the Hard Rock for the con.
Hard Rock, yeah.
So there's that going on.
So it's if I do the John Barrowman experience, A, I've got no one to go with, and B,
I'd go, but I'm not going to fork over $100. I work for a charity. I make no money. We could barely afford the $50 to see Katie.
So I don't know what to
do.
Give
me money, please.
Send us money. We need coupons.
Well, I guess I'm going to start Twitch streaming. I don't know how successful that will be.
I can sell an orb.
I will,
Hey, leave my Star-Lord orb out of it.
I will
after Demo Comic-Con.
I will make you another one.
All right. After Demo Comic-Con, we will sell my Star-Lord orb.
Because I want to make another
I think my
one.
Whole shtick would be like my nerd voice. God, why are people so bad at this game?
This is the coolest thing I have ever seen. There we go. Oh, we could just do like nerd voices for people's phones. Oh. Love that idea.
Oh, God.
See, and I want to see Katie Sackhoff again, because I really didn't have, like, a whole lot of quality time with her last time I saw her. Of course, not like Denver Comic Con is going to be a great opportunity for that, because, I mean, it's just going to be one big line of people behind me.
Yeah, and that's what our first, mine and Sterling's first experience with any sort of, like, photo op thing was his photo op with Hayley Atwell at MegaCon in Orlando, and it was literally like, you know, 2 seconds, mm-hmm. shove them up there, shove them off. So,
and I hate to say that's kind of where the con is going. You get a little bit more time when you go up to for a signature, but pictures, I mean, they just pump you through. What?
Nothing.
No, it's something.
I'm looking at like the Gremlin Diva Overwatch.
Still
and like one of the comics. Well, no, one of the comics is a play off of the Twilight thing where it's like. Hold on, let me find it again. Sorry.
Now we will be podcasting from Denver Comic Con.
Yay!
And Cap for Kids will have a booth. We're doing a whole bunch of giveaway stuff, opportunity draws.
I've been advertising the crap out of your organization.
Good.
That's what we need
like,
to do.
Yeah, but then I also need cards, I realize. They're just like, can I have like a website and stuff? I'm like,
it's capforkids.org, pretty easy. And also, we'll get you cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exciting news on that front that I figured I would share. We got our letter from the IRS. We are officially a 501c3 tax-exempt public charity.
Yay! Dang, I don't have party poppers.
Super excited about that, because we didn't think we were going to get it
so
anytime soon.
The staff
they would be
pissed.
So angry. They'd be like, please leave.
Go home.
So that's fantastic news. So
that is a load off your mind.
Donations are actually tax deductible, people. So give them to us.
That's right. We do have sponsors. We have Uncle Joe's China Bistro, who donated gift cards. Oh, their food is so good, and their chef won Ramen Throwdown.
Nice.
Last year with us. Mm-hmm. So great place. We also have Jay.
I miss Ramen Throwdown. So much food.
I know, so good. We'll be doing it soon. This summer, coming back around. Ramen Throwdown,
it's
along
so
with our
hot for ramen though.
No, we'll be doing it later.
Okay.
All right, we have Ninja Gourmet coming too, so not to worry.
Okay.
Jason Mintz will mm-hmm. also be donating a print. Time Warp Comics also donated a gift card, and Jerry always Mulloway. Jerry M. also
the
donated
art of
a print.
Jerry M.
So we will be giving those away. Stop at the booth to enter to win.
We're also going to have a dance party.
Dance are we really though? Doing the dance off?
Yeah, we're going to have the Guardians
of
the Galaxy dance off.
You've been bragging about your pelvic sorcery for months now.
I will destroy you in the pelvic sorcery.
How are
As
you going
gremlin.
To destroy me in pelvic sorcery?
Mine's
going
to be so seductive, people are going to let me touch
it's not
them.
Can butts.
I be the judge of this, please?
No! This is not...
Yes.
No, wait.
Yes.
Why?
Because it sounds fun.
We just want to get Smurf all hot and bothered. It'll be great.
I will... Yep. All the ladies would let me touch their butts.
I've also heard that you guys want to film the dance off.
Oh yeah,
I think
happening.
It'd be fun though to get people to come to our booth just like having a dance off. Because I told my friends, I'm like, hey, we might have a dance off.
I'm not dancing
smart.
Off against other people.
No, it'd be like our
you
our
have
podcast.
Been bragging.
My luck
for months.
My luck. It's going to be like okay. So the song that everyone has picked is by Macklemore, the dance off song. They.
I don't know.
Why?
Michaela pulled it for some strange reason. She found it and she wanted to play it.
I thought we were going to dance to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm sure we probably will.
Oh, I have the CD, so we
but
can.
My I got the CD too. But my luck, it's going to be like on Jimmy Kimmel where they premiered the song. This one pregnant chick got up there and just tore it up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not about to get my ass kicked by a pregnant girl. No. No, no, no.
She's dancing for two.
Baby's in there tearing it up. I got me a taco.
Come
let's
get
go.
Your love. Come and get your love.
What's going on afterwards? I mean, so we've got Rock Comic Con at the Hard Rock. Isn't there a cosplay?
There's the cosplay shindig, which is the contest. That's Saturday night. There's club cosplay, which is Friday night in Denver, which I will probably not be attending.
I don't want to dance in my costume, in my cosplay.
Yeah, and I don't club. Like
yeah. I tried to. I,
when did
I went
you
to,
try to?
Well, okay, I went to a bar club thing with my like for someone's birthday, and I did have to get some drinks because I was not comfortable on this.
Yeah,
type.
So the first
I
like
can't do people, it's hard.
I've been to several like gay bars and clubs in you know, muggle clothing. But the only time I ever went to like a cosplay club themed event was was that time
that
I got
tracks.
Groped. It was the time I got groped and I punched the kid and broke his nose. So I'm not gonna do that.
I don't want to go.
I'm not good with people. Like
you're
if
good
I'm,
with people.
Well,
you just
no,
want to touch their butts. There's
no,
nothing wrong with
when
that.
I'm not like good with pressing crowds of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, because
like,
yeah,
I can see.
It makes me. I don't think you've ever seen me like really uncomfortable when people like there are too many people. Like I get aggressive. Like I start.
Oh, me too. That's why I punched
people.
The kid. I mean, you have wanted to see me attack somebody, so that would probably be a good reason to go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not gonna go anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not either.
There's just too much. Okay, so Friday. Okay, so load in is Thursday. Friday's a full day. And I know we're going to be busy. We have the scavenger hunt that we have to also staff. Mm-hmm. We have the booth. We have panels. We have podcast. Mm-hmm. Friday is like packed, and then
we
have to be back Saturday.
We have to go. Be able to go hard.
Hey. I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. You have to be able to go hard all day Saturday and Sunday too. So.
Woo, doggy.
I have no idea what I'm going to wear for the scavenger hunt.
Yeah. You know what I'm really dreading? Running out of money.
Because if it's like, if it's a family friendly event, I'm like, oh, my costumes are not very friendly.
Oh well.
Oops.
We can get you in some footy pajamas and you wear Fiona's hat there.
I have a onesie actually.
There you go. You can be baby towel.
I'm a tiger.
Grr.
I have my Batman onesie.
I
only wear it with my Harley wig.
I only wear that onesie and so like during the winter and when I play video games because my house is really, really cold. So I just
your crawl. Mom
onesie
doesn't turn
video
on
games
me.
Are
well,
so
well, no, she does.
Awesome.
It's just that like in the basement it gets so it's, like ridiculously cold. It feels like a refrigerator. No, you're not even.
If you want to be warm, put on a sweater.
Why not a onesie? Why can't I?
There you go. The onesie is the answer.
Yeah, that was my answer.
There it is. Who needs a sweater? I got a onesie, footy pajamas. You don't know me.
It has. It also has.
So
this is a zipper on the butt, just in case I need to use the bathroom.
Is there anyone? Is there a holy grail item that you hope to find at the con?
No, because we're not the collector.
I mean,
shut up! I can ask that question. It just doesn't relate to me.
I mean, there
maybe?
Are some stuff.
My
that
sense
I would
of sanity.
For,
my sense of. I just want to be sane at the end.
My purpose in life.
Yeah. My motivation.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Jesus.
Honestly, and this sounds horrible to say, I'm ready for Denver Comic Con to be over because I am so excited to start on my cosplays for Dragon Con and BlizzCon already, but I have not been able to because I'm working on other
Denver
stuff.
Denver Comic Con.
So as soon as we're done with that, I get to start on like the cosplays that I actually want to work on right now.
Please. Love of sanity.
I think I'm going to try to look for... It's going to be a freaking shot in the dark, but I want to see if I could find more Mass Effect stuff.
No, there's that.
You know.
I'm sure you will.
Well, the Sakoshi Con was the first con where I've actually found anything BioWare related, so...
Mm.
You know, the Comic-Con 2 years ago only had... Like, the only thing that was Mass Effect related was this Lego replica of a Reaper. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, that's cool.
I wanted to steal it. It's like the Declaration
Mine.
Of Independence.
Take it.
No one got the... Okay.
I got it.
Yeah. You just decided
I'm
not
just
to laugh.
Not gonna, I'm not going to laugh.
You laughed, though.
I did. I was trying not to. Well, I think that covers it for Denver Comic Con. You next hear from us from the floor of DCC. Come by the booth.
Booth
615.
Give the charity your money, and we'll give you a receipt so you can claim it on your income taxes.
That's right. And also enter in a chance to win an authentic signed Stan Lee Captain America shield, in addition to some other great prizes. Take a picture with us in cosplay. Star-Lord, I am unveiling at DCC, thanks to Rebecca's magnificent paint jobs on not only the helmet, but my orb and my gun. And holy crap, you have done a lot of work.
You
thanks.
Owe me
huge.
Time.
Huge.
I don't even feel bad about, in case you couldn't tell by the hints I've been dropping, I don't even feel bad about you buying me an Xbox anymore.
No, I know, you're like, just buy for me, get it out of the way.
No, at this point, I mean, the amount of work that I put in, probably about...
That's about it, right? Yeah. It's fair. Especially when you see it. Totally screen-worthy. Holy crap. And then, of course, you'll be in multiple cosplays. We won't give away your secrets yet because you want to unveil them.
Well, I'm just, and it may not get unveiled.
Yeah, we got to see how
the
schedule works. And then, of course, Captain America will be in large and in charge and full effect. So come by a salute. Support Team Cap.
Sorry. Keep making goober faces.
I know. You're just off the rails over there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, everyone. We are out of here. We'll let you go, and we will hear from you next from the floor of Denver Comic Con 2016.
Oh, there's hair in my mouth.
In the meantime, we're all stories, so make it a good one.
Sorry.